Okay. Read a couple of three poems. Some of them you may be familiar with, but I think it might be a nice change from that previous accent. The first one is Naming of Parts by Henry Reed. I'm sure it's one that most of you know. Today we have naming of parts. Yesterday we had daily cleaning. And tomorrow morning we shall have what to do after firing. But today, we have naming of parts. Japonica glistens like coral in all of the neighboring gardens. And today we have naming of parts. This is a poem, by the way, that if you don't know, it involves a sergeant, a drill sergeant, instructing and recruit, listening and thinking. This is the lower sling swivel, and this is the upper sling swivel, whose use you will see when you are given your slings. And this is the piling swivel, which in your case you have not got. The branches hold in the gardens their silent, eloquent gestures, which in our case we have not got. This is the safety catch, which is always released with an easy flick of the thumb. And please do not let me see anyone using his finger. You can do it quite easy if you have any strength in your thumb. The blossoms are fragile and motionless, never letting anyone see any of them using their finger. And this, you can see, is the bolt. The purpose of this is to open the breech, as you see. We can slide it rapidly backwards and forwards. We call this easing the spring. And rapidly backwards and forwards, the early bees are assaulting and fumbling the flowers. They call it easing the spring. They call it easing the spring. It is perfectly easy if you have any strength in your thumb, like the bolt and the breech and the cocking piece and the point of balance, which in our case we have not got. And the almond blossoms silent in all of the gardens, and the bees going backwards and forwards, for today we have naming of parts.